Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
When do enemies promote other enemies? That's a question I'd like everybody to think about for the next couple minutes.
Hello, it's Monday, July 31st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. As you can see, we have shirts on today,
Matching
shirts that say Impeach Bush and Cheney. We'd like to thank Mr. Andy Schwarm from CT Busters. That stands for Chemtrail Busters. You can find it at ctbusters.com. And if anybody else has anything, books, videos, T-shirts, that they want a free plug for, by all means, send them our way. Our address is on the Wing TV homepage.
And we're all right with this message.
You better believe it. So we'd like to thank Andy from ctbusters.com. Also, we'd like to announce that in early September, we're going to be at the American Free Press Barnes Review Conference in Washington, D.C. We'll be talking about that a lot more in the near future. A big conference down there. It's very, very exciting. And on the front page, since we're speaking of the American Free Press, look at these headlines. Genocide in Lebanon. Best ally is worst UN violator. Of course, we're talking about Israel, and many, many more articles. If you don't subscribe to the American Free Press, do so. The best newspaper in America. And tomorrow, we're going to be appearing on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll radio show, 11 o'clock a.m. And we're going to do something a little bit different. At least we're going to try it tomorrow. While we're doing this interview, we're going to also try to simultaneously record it for Wing TV and broadcast it later in the day on our radio show. What we're going to be discussing is one of the famous books in history, Edward Bernays' Propaganda. One of the seminal works that really has led to the mass media as it is today, brainwashing, advertising, and so many other areas.
Yeah, the grab bag of good stuff. We have to look forward to it every day.
Yeah, and last but not least, before we get into a few updates here, I'd like to thank Paranoia Magazine. Right there, it's edited by Al Hedel. And in one of their articles inside about the Alabama church burnings, they quote some articles that I wrote on the Wing TV homepage. And also, they have a big interview in here with Mr. Tex Mars, who's also going to be at this conference in Washington, D.C. And they're asking him about his exposés. And he says, frankly, I relish exposing wicked people, wicked religions, wicked secret societies, and wicked nations. Agree with that 100%.
Hey, we relish that too.
And then he goes on to say, what's more, I don't intend to apologize for exposing evil, no matter the form or guise in which it is cloaked. What a fabulous, fabulous quote.
I disagree with that either.
From Tex Mars. And, you know, we're going to get Tex on sometime in the near future and talk about this interview that he did. But we'd like to thank Paranoia Magazine. Now, Lisa.
Yes.
It looks like we still have a war going on.
Looks like
in
it.
The Middle East. What do you know?
Well, I thought we were going to start off with Alex.
No, we'll get to him in a little bit. But let's...
Okay. Well, there's no higher moral ground on this this landscape. The higher moral ground is buried beneath corpses and assorted aged dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Beirut Government University Hospital, they say their records report shows around 55% of the casualties that have been admitted for treatment are aged 15 years and younger. 30% of those admitted have died due to the severity of their wounds. The situation for civilians in Lebanon is worsening every single day. Reports of ambulances and rescue crews being attacked by Israeli forces as they try to reach victims of the bombing. This is exactly what happens to Palestinians in Palestine and rescue workers there. A surgeon at Najem Hospital told the Associated Press they've had patients with burns from phosphorus-based incendiary weapons, which is a violation of the Geneva Conventions. You're not allowed to use white phosphorus on civilian populations or against military forces in areas where there are civilian populations. So that's just another crime Israel's committing.
And I think that's one of the primary reasons why Israel bomb, that United Nations outpost bunker last week, was that they were monitoring not only their use of white phosphorus,
right,
but also other chemical weapons, and they were going to report on these to the world. So Israel figured to do away with this problem, this little problem at the UN, just bomb the hell out of it and do away with it. So
I guess Israel was going to halt their attacks temporarily, and within hours of that public announcement, they already bombed again. So their word is about as good as Bush's.
Yeah, let's go over what's happened over the weekend since last Friday. There were riots in Beirut at the UN building. The Lebanese took this building, smashed windows, threw furniture out the doors.
But why?
All of the cameras were there capturing this and making the Lebanese look like savages and animals. So, fill in why. Why are they...
Because there was another massacre of young children, innocent civilians, by the Israeli forces.
Right.
And the people in Lebanon are so enraged. And I mean, I don't know how you would be, but I would be breaking windows at the very least myself.
Absolutely.
But see, the mainstream media doesn't talk about what provoked this outrage and public fury in the streets.
They just show the footage and make them look like savages,
like they're animals,
and terrorists.
Right.
And this...
Well, they're being reduced to animals.
Yeah. And this attack Lisa's speaking about, over 60 people were killed.
Right.
Many of them women and children. Now, on the mainstream news, they say dozens killed. Now, they don't say five dozen or more. They try to minimize it. So that's what led to this attack on the UN. Also in Seattle, there was an Arab man who went on a shooting spree, killed one person, wounded, I believe, five others again. Of all the shootings that take place in the country, the media focuses on this one to make the Arabs look like savages, of course. Now, Condoleezza Rice was supposed to go to Beirut over the weekend, canceled the trip out. There were news reports yesterday by Kofi Annan, Condoleezza Rice, John Bolton, each and every one of them ineffective and worthless, in my opinion. And we have two U.S. plane loads of new weaponry being delivered to Israel as we speak.
Yeah, let's get into this. From 2001 to 2005, the U.S. manufactured weapons that were sent to Israel were worth more than $6.3 billion, okay, sold to Israel.
Billion.
U.S. military aid to Israel from 2001 to 2007 is expected to total more than $19.5 billion, according to Foreign Policy and Focus. U.S. aid accounts for 20%, at least, of the Israeli military budget. A report in Reuters, July 19, the Pentagon notified Congress that it planned to sell Israel JP-8 aviation fuel valued at up to $210 million. Guess who's making some money off this slaughter? To help Israel keep peace and security in the region.
So this is what we call peace, huh?
And security. July 22nd.
I never knew that. I never knew that's what peace looked like.
Yeah, the new definition.
Yeah.
July 22nd, the New York Times reported in an article that the Bushistas plan to rush delivery, expedited shipment of precision-guided bombs to Israel. They need them in a hurry because people aren't dying fast enough.
Yeah. Send us Mo bombs. Mo bombs.
I thought it would be interesting, too, just to say a few little quotes from former leaders of Israel, just so everybody doesn't forget what their prime objective is. Okay? David Ben-Gurion, former Labor Party Prime Minister of Israel, 1937, said, "We must expel Arabs and take their place." Okay? Golda Meir said this. She was a former Labor Party Prime Minister also. "There's no such thing as a Palestinian people. It's not as if we came and threw them out and took their country. They didn't exist."
Huh.
Okay? Ariel Sharon said this in 1998, and he was a former Likud Party Prime Minister. He said, "It's the duty of Israeli leaders to explain to public opinion, clearly and courageously, a certain number of facts that are forgotten with time. The first of these is that there is no Zionism, colonization, or Jewish state without the eviction of the Arabs and the expropriation of their lands." And this year, Ehud Olmert said this to the U.S. House of Representatives, I believed, and to this day still believe, in our people's eternal and historic right to this entire land. And he also believes, apparently, in slaughtering innocent women, elderly men, children, babies, 18-month-olds, 3-year-olds, it doesn't matter. They're all terrorists.
And Michael
right?
Collins Piper calls this whole thing that Lisa just spoke about Greater Israel. They want to keep expanding and making it more and more of a Greater Israel.
And the U.S. backs them.
Right. The whole reason for this war in the Middle East is to reshape, reorder the Middle East, make it into this Zionist New World Order entity. And I think it's all pretty clear.
I had a phone conversation with my mother the other day. And my mom gets all her news from Fox News. Okay, so that's myopic, one-sided perspective. And my mom said she'd be willing to go fight for Israel. And I told my mother, gee, Mom, then I guess we're on diametrically opposed sides here. Because I wouldn't fight for Israel. You couldn't pay me enough money to fight for Israel. Yeah. And I started to tell her why. Today's photo gallery is dedicated to all the people like my mom who are just so ill-informed because they get their news from the television so that they can see, again, the evil that is on the other side, okay, of this coin. Because Israel is not the benign entity. And I'm really glad to hear that there are Israeli Jews that are standing up to their government. You need to scream bloody murder in the street and stand up and scream it even louder.
Because that's what's happening.
Because
right
your
now.
Power elite is doing the same thing to you that our power elite here in America is doing to us.
Right. Real quickly, as we said, there was supposed to be a 48-hour ceasefire starting this morning. I don't think it lasted 4 hours. Israel is again lobbing bombs into Lebanon. And the convenient excuse that's being used ad nauseum over and over again is that this won't stop until there's a permanent cessation of hostilities. In other words, the green light is flashing. Keep killing, keep killing, keep killing.
We implore the nations of the world, the people with conscience in the world, to stop Israel from doing what it's doing. You know, they're just committing slaughters, massacres. They're committing genocide. They've been committing genocide for decades.
There is worldwide condemnation of it. It just doesn't matter because the UN is totally ineffective. The U.S. has given them, the U.S. and the U.K. has given them a green light, and everyone else is just standing by and watching the slaughter.
Not only a green light, the U.S. is sending them weapons and fuel and money.
To kill even more. Now, in Iraq, just a reminder, when this war started 3 years ago, there were only about 3,000 insurgents. Now there are over 20,000 insurgents. The United States is spending $8 billion a month on this war. That's $2 billion a week. Now, one of the things that the GOP keeps bragging about is this democratically elected government, okay, in Iraq. They keep saying, well, look at the progress. We have these democratically elected officials. Well, here's what one of the officials that was recently elected said. He said that anybody in Iraq that kills a U.S. soldier should have a statue built for them. He also called our soldiers butchers. And this is who the GOP is bragging about. So put it in perspective when you hear these people bragging about it because they hate our guts. They hate our guts in Iraq and the entirety of the Middle East, and you know what, Lisa? Practically the entire world, because this government has sold itself out to a small, bloodthirsty cabal of Zionists that right now...
No, it sold itself out to evil.
Yeah, to
plain
evil.
Plain and simple.
Exactly.
That's the way it is.
So that's where the war is going today. That's what's happening. It doesn't look any better than it did last week when we closed this show on
Friday. My heart is so heavy, and I hear from so many of you who are just infuriated. You're weeping. You're screaming. The world is outraged at what is going on, and yet nothing's being done to stop it. Nothing.